family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is from Ezra Chapter 4. And I should have started with a word of prayer. Almighty, loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of life that you have given us. I thank you for everything that you have done for us, Father, all the small and great things that you have done, all the things that we take for granted. Father, today we want to thank you and really show gratitude for everything that you have done, Father. All the dream that you have moved us, Father, from where you have picked us and where you're going to take us, we know there's something big that awaits us on the end of the journey. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Opposition to the rebuilding. When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came up to Rehoboam and to the heads of the family and said, "Let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and we have been sacrificing to him since the time of Eshadon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, "You have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us." Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They bribed officials against working and frustrate their plans during the reigns of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. At the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they lodged an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabel, and the rest of the associates wrote a letter to Artaxerxes. The letter was written in Aramaic script, and in the Aramaic language, Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, as follows. Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary, together with the rest of the associates, the judges, officials, and administrators over the people from Persia, Uruk, and Babylon, the Elamites of Susa, and the other people who were great and honorable, Ashurbanipal departed and settled in the city of Samaria and elsewhere in Trans-Euphrates. This is a copy of the letter they sent to him. To the king Artaxerxes, from the servants in Trans-Euphrates, the king should know that the people who came up to us from you have gone to Jerusalem and are rebuilding the rebellious and wicked city. They are restoring the walls and repairing foundations. Furthermore, the king should know that if the city is built and its walls are restored, no more taxes, tribute, or duty will be paid, and eventually the royal revenues will suffer. Now, since we are under obligation to the palace and it's not proper for us to see the king dishonored, we are sending this message to inform the king that so that as such may be made in the archives for your predecessors and these records, you'll find that the city is a rebellious city, troublesome to kings and provinces, a place with a long history of sedition. That is why the city was destroyed. We will inform the king that if the city is built and the walls are restored, you'll be left with nothing in Trans-Euphrates. The king sent this reply to Rehum, the commanding officer, Shimshai, the secretary, and the rest of the associates living in Samaria and elsewhere in Trans-Euphrates. "Greetings. This letter you sent us has been read and translated in my presence. I issued an order and a search was made, and it was found that this city has a long history of revolt against kings and has a place of rebellion and sedition. Jerusalem has had powerful kings ruling over the whole of Trans-Euphrates, and taxes and tributes and duties were paid to them. Now issue an order to these men to stop work so the city will not be rebuilt until I order so. Be careful not to neglect this matter. Why let this threat grow to the detriment of the royal interest?" As soon as a copy of the letter of the king Artaxerxes was read to the Rehum and Shimshai, the secretaries and the associates, they went immediately to the Jews in Jerusalem and compelled them by force to stop. Thus the work on the house of God in the temple of Jerusalem came to a standstill until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. It's another short wonder chapter, and I just want us to pick a few things, three or two,
First message comes from verse 5, and it says, they bribe officials to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Amen. The Bible today is telling us that as much as we are doing, are trying to do our part in rebuilding the temple of the Lord, as much as we are putting energy, the enemy as well is not resting. He is finding ways to frustrate Christians. Amen. He is finding ways to make Christians go through a lot and stop them from doing their duties. He's always trying to put Christians through tough times so that they focus on other things other than the purpose that they were created. He is trying to divide Christians to always fight. You see, the devil is so wise that he has seen that it can achieve so little by saying so and so, don't pray. No, it wants to divide you. That's why he wants us to waste time fighting with our fellow Christians other than building the temple of the Lord. The Bible today is telling us that we have to watch out, that the journey will be a frustrating one, that it won't be easy. But we need to persevere. Why? Because we know what awaits us. Verse 6 continues and tells us, at the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they lodged an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. You see how we are being frustrated left and right. I think you have all ever been accused of something that you have not done. So you know how the feeling, you know that feeling. But the Bible is telling us that stand strong. Why? Because the Lord sees everything and he knows the truth. And when that time comes, he is going to deliver you. He is going to deliver you. Don't be shaken. See, there are so many times that people accuse us, even things we have never done or never heard of. People always come to continue to accuse us. But the Lord is telling us today that I just want you to remain firm. I just want you to be strong. Don't worry of those false accusations that they are making against you. I have seen your tears. I have seen your cries. For you, continue doing your work. Continue focusing. Why? Because your prize waits in heaven. And lastly, if you look at verse 23, as soon as a copy of the letter of King Artaxerxes was read to Rehum and Shimshai, the secretary and the associates, they went immediately to the Jews in Jerusalem and compelled them to stop by force. Amen. They have frustrated the Jews. They have accused them, and now they are bringing force. And that is the Christian journey that we face. So many people expect our journey to be a smooth scale, but the Bible is telling us no. We shall hit potholes. We shall hit so many deterrents, but we have to remain in the Lord. We have to stay focused. And that's what I had for you today. I want you to get some time. Read Ezra chapter 4. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithallan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, well, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life, thank you for the gift of provision, thank you for always being there for us, Father. All the times that we have offended you, all the times that we have gone against you, we pray that may you forgive us, and may you always continue protecting us and guiding us, Father. May you always give us the strength to persevere, that along this journey that we are going through, it won't be an easy one, but we shall conquer. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.